Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case P24-039 regarding Mr. Melvin Bautista. The time is now 9:10 on September 5th, 2024. My name is Daniel Carthel. I'm the investigator assigned to the case. Before we get started, I'd like to have all attendees today introduce themselves along with their title and purpose. We'll go ahead and start with board staff.
Brandon Eden, board staff.
Thank you.
Judith Tapley, executive director.
Thank you. Ms. Ray?
Jeannie Ray, assistant attorney general.
Thank you. And then our EAC members?
Mike Fondren, EAC, registered land surveyor.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Teague?
J.O. Teague, registered land surveyor.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Hanshaw?
I'm Mark Hanshaw, an RLS, EAC member.
Thank you, sir. And Mr. Lawrence?
Larry Lawrence, EAC member, registered land surveyor.
Thank you, sir. And we have our respondent, Mr. Bautista.
Melvin Bautista, registered land surveyor, 3 states.
Thank you, sir. Our alleger, Mr. Shelton.
Yes, this is Alan Shelton.
Thank you, sir. And Mr. Garcia.
Jeff Garcia, registered land surveyor in California.
Thank you, sir. We did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. No worries. So just a few reminders. The meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers will need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so that it's clear who is speaking. This becomes important when we go back to... I'm sorry. What's that, sir? To avoid any disruptions, all cell phones will need to either be turned off or placed into silent mode, please. The EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of the meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board. Can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from the meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We do ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. This EAC meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on November 2nd of 2023 related to a land survey project in Fountain Hills, Arizona on or about September 24th of 2023. This EAC meeting will also review any additional findings from the case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during the case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. Any committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the materials provided. At this time, I'd like to ask committee members if they have done so and whether they feel comfortable moving forward without any conflicts with respondent or alleger. For the record, I will call each EAC member by name, and then if you could signify yes or no on whether you're good to move forward without any conflicts. Mr. Teague?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Hanshaw?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Lawrence?
Yes.
Thank you. And Mr. Fondren?
Yes.
Appreciate it. All right. Fact finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during executive session may not discuss the dialogue from the executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted starting with a ledger, then respondent, and a witness. Committee members, or during the interview of respondent, committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed in the EAC meeting brief that were identified through the assessment process. The committee will note their position for each item and only conduct deliberations on each item.
Mr. Lawrence needs to put his phone on mute.
Daniel, this is Deanie.
Yes.
It looks to me like getting interference from Mr. Lawrence's connection. Maybe if he could mute himself, that would help.
Okay, Mr. Lawrence, would you mind muting your
computer for us? Is he on the computer or just?
No,
he's just on the computer.
On the computer. Yeah. Seems like somebody else is talking in the background. Mr. Lawrence, can you mute your computer, please? Mr. Lawrence?
Yes, what would you like me to do?
Can you mute your computer, please? We're getting feedback as if someone's talking in the background.
In the background. The thing that's happening is the air conditioner.
All right, yeah, if you could just mute your computer until you get ready to speak.
I think there's an echo going on because we have too many mics open is all. So it should be the button at the bottom.
He's already done it.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. The committee will note their position for each item and only conduct deliberations on each item after the interviews have been concluded. Any party on the phone not being interviewed will have to disconnect the call and will receive a call from me once it is time for your interview. At this time, I'd like to call for a motion to enter executive session to conduct interviews and review evidence. Committee members who make the first and second motion, if you could please announce yourself, and then we'll do a vote before moving into executive session. So if I can get a motion from an EAC member.
So moved, Mr. Fondren.
Thank you. Can I get a second?
Second, Mark.
Thank you, sir. And then we'll do a quick roll call vote. And again, this is just yes or no is to go into executive session. Mr. Teague?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Hanshaw?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Lawrence?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And Mr. Fondren?
Yes.
Thank you. So Mr. Bautista and Mr. Garcia, we're going to need to have you guys disconnect.